Baik, kita teruskan perbincangan JOSME kita yang berada dalam talian ketika ini ialah Jessica Yu, pengasas bersama dan juga pengusaha Sticky Rice Travel. Good morning. Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi. Morning.
Okey, pertama sekali mungkin Jessica kongsikan bagaimana perniagaan Sticky Rice Travel ini bermula dan mungkin apa keunikan package pelancongan yang disediakan oleh package travel ini, Jessica.
For us, we started small juga as a 2% punya operations, and at the time we saw the opportunity lah di Sabah because there's a lot of travel operators tapi tak banyak yang focusing on what we do now, which is really tailor-made punya itinerary. So it's more on consultation, not just selling one of punya products begitu. So because ada that gap in the market with our experiences juga, you know, passionate about travel and some experiences working in travel industry, so we decided to go for that.
Okay, saya difahamkan Sticky Rice Travel ni bermula ketika sebelum pandemik dan terjejas teruk ketika pandemik COVID-19 berlaku. Dan mungkin Jessica boleh kongsikan sedikit perjalanan membangkitkan ataupun membangunkan semula perniagaan Sticky Rice Travel ini selepas situasi getir tersebut.
So we started masa 2012 and then over time sampai 2020, as COVID hit, I think we grew organically lah from 2%. And then just before COVID, we were about 50 people. That's including our field team members lah, drivers and guides juga. Of course, for us, it's very challenging, as with a lot of other operators juga in the travel industry. Sebab, especially for us, our target market, we do inbound. So meaning from travelers outside coming in. So with the borders closed, memang tak ada chance lah. There's a lot of people yang cakap, oh, you know, maybe you can pivot, you know, maybe look at domestic, you know, because we had open close juga kan, the domestic borders. Tapi it's not so easy to just tukar direction gitu, sebab the team is besar. So change management is something that's very challenging. So our strategy, as we realize how severe the situation was at the time, we decided that we will hibernate dulu lah to conserve energy as well as financial resources actually. So memang sangat the impact is memang sangat besar, so we had to let go of a big part of the a big chunk of the team lah at the time. And then we also tap into some incentive by the government, we did that. And then we focused on our brand. So from the beginning, memang the company as a whole, we say that we believe in branding, trying to put across what are we doing differently compared to other people. And I think really taking care of the relationship between the brand as well as our clients lah at the time. You know, there's a lot of needs because memang businesses are impacted, tapi travelers also because, borders everywhere started shutting down kan, and then there's a lot of people that lost their jobs. Most people in the world, I think, were impacted financially. So we needed to employ certain strategy. And also at the same time, I think we were lucky in the sense that, the company has always had quite good cash flow. Mm. And because of that, we were able to, meet some of the demands of the clients. Master borders suddenly closed, whether it's postponement or cancellation, that sort of thing lah. And bila borders buka, we knew that the moment the borders buka, our market segment will be ready to travel because we're really focusing on medium to higher end punya travel segment. So, for a lot of them, it's just a matter of when will borders be open again and when can we travel again. it was very challenging because we restarted again on a very small team. Sebab, you know, there's a lot of uncertainties kan, so you don't know. It's very hard to make the commitment to recall a big team straight away. Mm-hmm. But the moment borders buka, the demand is memang sangat tinggi. You know, and the months of, I remember April, May, June, last year. Was it last year? Yeah, last year. Mm-hmm. It's memang sangat susah because then we were back to macam startup again. Everybody had to do everything. And, you know, we had to try to balance a lot of things lah. Meeting travelers' demand, ada yang postpone, dia nak travel balik, or new inquiries for early adopters yang start to travel again. And then at the same time as the directors, you need to try to strategize, you need to try to figure out, you know, because especially after almost 2 years of no revenue, we really had to be, you know, we really had to plan everything properly lah in terms of finances. Our market segment has come back, and actually for Malaysian Borneo, the demand is very high right now. Macam sekarang, July, August, September, peak season. So we're very, very busy on the ground. There's a lot of confidence again, not just from travellers, tapi also from talent lah. You know, because masa borders baru-baru buka, there's a lot of people that were in tourism before. Mm-hmm. Diorang tak berapa confident nak balik to work in tourism again, you know. So it took quite a bit of time. So we can see the mindset changing again lah sekarang.
Okey, Jessica, kita tahu untuk bangkit semula daripada fasa pandemik sebelum ini bukan mudah. Lagi kita nak menguruskan dari segi sumber manusia, pekerja kita dan juga dari segi mengurus kewangan. Jadi seperti apa yang Jessica cakap, sepanjang pembangkitan itu semuanya berjalan lancar. Jadi mungkin Jessica ada sedikit background of business ataupun ada ilmu tentang perniagaan ini atau bagaimana?
Actually, to be honest, masa kami baru-baru start, not really. Maybe in uni, yeah, there's, you know, a subject here or two about management. But we basically, because we grew organically, kan? So I think first and foremost at the time, the idea, of course, we dreamt quite big juga. You know, that's the reason why Sticky Rice Travel and not something that's only Borneo focused. You know, we had the idea that, okay, maybe covering other areas in Southeast Asia juga. But I think automatically we will focus on building a business yang fit in dengan our lifestyle juga at the time, which is passionate about travel, passionate about responsible tourism. How can we, you know, educate and empower travelers to make good choices, you know, and to be aware of negative impacts of tourism if not managed or not conveyed across lah. So I guess because of all that, we grew organically. The learning curve also quite sharp. Sebab, you know, when you go from 2 orang, you pergi maybe 5 orang, lepas tu 10 orang, 15 orang, then all of a sudden you realize you cannot really operate in a way that's quite casual anymore. All of a sudden, you know, we have to look closer into, oh, how are you going to segment the work, you know, so that it's more focused, different people being fully able to own their own punya roles. So we had to self-teach a lot, and by that I mean, you know, try to tap into any resources yang we have, whether friends that have businesses, or actually even look at, you know, management and leadership courses, books, and that sort of thing, you know. And sekarang, everything you can Google also. If you are motivated, curious, there's a lot that you can learn. There's a lot of great businesses out there. And we really look to some of these businesses lah yang we identify with. So for example, organizations that are macam value-based, the ethics, the, you know, the vision, everything is laid out clearly. How are we going to actually contribute positively towards our natural environment where we take people to travel to, but also how we can impact the community surrounding us positively.
Alright, that is Jessica Yu, pengasas bersama dan juga pengusaha Sticky Rice Travel. Looking forward to our session this weekend. Dengan itu, sekian sahaja Niaga Wani. Untuk hari ini, saya Nabilah Khalida. Salam hormat.